The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Monday, May 24th. What to know about weekend celebrations that took a tragic turn, where police are investigating three deadly mass shootings. Also, another positive milestone in the pandemic, and millions of Americans are feeling a heat wave that's expected to break records this week. Plus, plan on paying more to fuel up your car, what kind of products are now flying off store shelves, and which two athletes made history over the weekend? Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in about 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Lacey Evans, filling in for Erica Mandy during her maternity leave. You ready? Let's do this. Unfortunately, we start today with a deadly series of mass shootings around the U.S. One of them happened Saturday night in Fairfield Township, New Jersey, just about an hour outside of Philadelphia. There, 14 people were shot at a family birthday party, and at least two of them died. As of early this morning, no one has been arrested, and police haven't identified any information about a suspect or the victims. Nearly 1,200 miles away, also on Saturday, there was another mass shooting near a nightclub in downtown Minneapolis, Minnesota. Police say in that case, two people in a crowd got into a fight and started shooting at each other. 10 people ended up shot and two died. One of the victims killed was a college senior who was supposed to graduate later that day. One of the suspected shooters died also. The other was taken into custody. The third shooting we have to mention happened outside a bar in Youngstown, Ohio. Three people were killed and at least three others were hurt. And so far, no one has been arrested in that case. In all three shootings, it's also not clear what motivated the shooters. But more details are expected to come out today. That ceasefire deal between Israelis and Palestinians seems to be holding, so it's been a mostly quiet weekend in the Middle East, but tensions are still high, even here in the U.S. The Anti-Defamation League, which is a prominent Jewish civil rights group, says it's seen an increase in anti-Semitism in the U.S. during the latest round of Israel and Hamas fighting. Some of that was online. For example, in just 1 week this month, the group found more than 17,000 tweets that used the phrase, "Hitler was right." In the same week, the group said it received nearly 200 reports of anti-Semitic incidents in the real world here in the U.S., and those continued over the last few days, too. A synagogue near Chicago was vandalized, and surveillance video shows one of the people who did it was holding a Freedom for Palestine sign. In New York, video circulating online shows a Jewish man being attacked in Times Square while people made anti-Semitic comments about him. One man was arrested for that incident and is being charged with a hate crime. And that's just a few of the incidents being investigated around the country. Mosques in the U.S. have reported damage in recent days, too. A National Muslim American Advocacy Group put out a statement saying attacks against both Jews and Muslims and their houses of worship are despicable. It also pointed out that most pro-Palestinian protests around the country have been peaceful. And it said that's the way to make change, to be better than any violence or hate. It's something the U.S. hasn't seen in nearly a year. Fewer than 30,000 new COVID-19 cases a day. Data from Johns Hopkins University shows the 7-day average of new infections is about 29,000. The last time the average was that low was June of 2020. Even better news, hospitalizations and deaths are down too. All this is happening at the same time we're seeing signs of pre-pandemic life returning to cities around the country. We're talking crowds, hugs, and even events like concerts and parades. This all comes as more than 61% of American adults have gotten at least one COVID-19 shot, and nearly 50% are fully vaccinated. Still, health experts say that's not enough to totally extinguish the virus. So the White House is trying some unique ways to encourage even more people to sign up for vaccines. Officials teamed up with dating apps so people can add vaccination badges on their profiles once they've gotten their shots. Ohio, New York, Oregon, and other states also launched lottery prizes up to $5 million for people who get vaccinated. The official start of summer is still about a month away, but a lot of Americans are getting an early dose of hot summer weather this week. More than 30% of Americans are experiencing temperatures of 90 degrees or higher, especially in the eastern half of the country. We're talking from Texas to Florida to New York and everywhere in between. Overall, temperatures are expected to be about 10 to 15 degrees warmer than normal for this time of year. The National Weather Service says several parts of the country may set new records, too. In fact, places like Atlanta, Georgia, Nashville, Tennessee, and Baltimore, Maryland could see a few days of record heat. The heat wave began over the weekend, and it's expected to last through this Thursday. Much more news in a moment, but first, thanks to our sponsor, Stamps.com. Your main host, Erica Mandy, is here with more.
Are you still going to the post office, still paying full price for postage? Well, you don't have to, thanks to Stamps.com. And just think about what you can do with the extra time and money. I know when I don't need to run that extra errand, it frees me up to just relax a little more in my day. It also means I get to cross another thing off my to-do list faster. Stamps.com allows me to mail and ship anytime, anywhere, right from my computer. And especially for any other businesses that mail out a lot, this can be a game changer. Whether you're a small Etsy shop or in a bigger office or navigating a new remote work life, Stamps.com can help you handle your mailing and shipping needs with ease. So stop wasting time going to the post office and go to Stamps.com instead. There's no risk, and with my promo code NEWSWORTHY, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and then type in NEWSWORTHY. That's Stamps.com with the promo code NEWSWORTHY. Stamps.com, never go to the post office again.
If you're planning a road trip for the upcoming Memorial Day holiday, you may want to plan for extra spending at the pump. Right now, gas prices are hitting levels not seen since 2014. The national average price for a gallon of regular gasoline is about $3.10. As AAA reports, the average price at this time last year was less than $2. Analysts say there are a few reasons why gas prices are going up. Remember the Colonial Pipeline shutdown earlier this month? That situation certainly didn't help. The pipeline supplies about 45% of the gas on the East Coast, and the shutdown prompted some drivers to panic buy at the pump, making things worse. Another reason? Rising corn prices. Since corn is a key ingredient in ethanol, and refiners are required to blend ethanol into gasoline. Lastly, there is more demand for fuel. Gas Buddy says 57% of Americans are planning at least one road trip this summer. Gas prices are expected to stay around the $3 per gallon range through Memorial Day, at least. The first ever commercial space line is one step closer to becoming a reality. Virgin Galactic completed its third successful launch into outer space over the weekend. The spacecraft launched from New Mexico, making it the third state in the U.S. to launch humans into space. Two astronauts were on board, and they did a bunch of tests before eventually coming back to Earth and landing safely. This marked a big milestone for Virgin Galactic, which is hoping to launch paying customers into space soon. And Virgin isn't alone. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin is also working to fly paying passengers to the edge of space later this summer. Two athletes made history in two very different sports over the weekend. First, let's talk about golf. Phil Mickelson won the PGA Championship at 50 years old. That made him the oldest golfer to win a major tournament. Mickelson shot a 6 under par to beat his rivals by 2 strokes. This was a big comeback for him, too. Mickelson's last major win was at the British Open in 2013, and he actually missed the cut for last year's U.S. Open. But with his new title to his name, Mickelson will next set his sights on this year's U.S. Open coming up next month. It's the only major he has yet to win. Now, let's talk about another big milestone in the world of gymnastics. Simone Biles pulled off what's considered the hardest vault in the history of women's gymnastics. It's called the Yurchenko Double Pike Vault. Historically, it's only ever been done by men. It's a round off, followed by a back handspring onto the vaulting table, and it ends with a piked double backflip into the air. Oh, yeah, and she basically stuck the landing. That helped her win the U.S. Classic in Indianapolis, which happened to be her first competition in 19 months. Next month, she'll compete in the Olympic Trials, where she'll almost certainly be named to Team USA once again. The biggest names in music were honored at last night's Billboard Music Awards. Unlike other award shows, the Billboard Music Awards are objective, meaning there is no separate entity voting behind the scenes. It all comes down to numbers. Billboard says winners are chosen based on album and digital song sales, streaming numbers, radio airplay, and social media engagement from fans. The Weeknd was the night's most decorated winner. He took home 10 trophies, including the coveted Top Artist Award, as well as Top Male Artist for the year. Taylor Swift won the Top Female Artist Award. K-pop music boy band BTS won for Best Duo or Group. Their song Dynamite was also the best-selling song of the year. The whole thing was hosted by Nick Jonas from the Microsoft Theater in Los Angeles. And that's it for your main news today. And now it's time for Money Monday, where we talk about one interesting money-related news story. But first, here's Erica again with a quick word about our sponsor, BetterHelp.
I know the past year plus has been especially stressful, but you still deserve to be as happy as possible, to achieve your goals and feel like your best self. And I know one great way to do that is through therapy. I think of it as going to the gym, but for our mental health. And BetterHelp makes it so easy. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. It's convenient. You can start communicating in less than 24 hours. And it's confidential. You always connect in a safe and private online environment. This is not self-help and it's not a crisis line. This is professional counseling, where you can send your counselor a message anytime, plus schedule weekly video or phone sessions. I want you to start living a happier life today. And as a Newsworthy listener, you'll get 10% off your first month. Just go to betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Join more than a million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, go to BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/newsworthy.
Now back to Money Monday. As mask mandates ease up, lipstick is making a comeback. Lipstick sales have jumped 80% compared to the same time last year. And Walmart says lipstick has been the best-selling product in the makeup department recently. The retailer told CNN customers have been especially interested in lipsticks that last for several hours and ones that won't come off or get smudged inside a mask. Remember, even though the CDC says fully vaccinated people are safe to forego masks, they are still required in some places, like on planes and buses. So lipstick wearers may be prepping for those situations. Lipstick fans are also opting for more vivid colors right now. Executives from Walmart and Estee Lauder say shoppers have been picking up brighter colors like purple, blue, and orange. And now that more Americans are able to ditch the masks, they're also thinking about their smiles. Bloomberg reports sales of teeth whitening products are also on the rise. And that's your Money Monday. All right. Thank you for listening today. Be sure to subscribe or follow for free in your podcast app to always see our new daily episodes and stay in the know. We'll be back with much more news tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.